Hello.
Hello. Yes, right. I'm just gonna have Mr. Gavin over the phone, okay?
Okay.
Yep. Just give me a quick moment.
Okay, David. Sure, David.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, is this Ray?
Speaking.
Yep, Kevin here. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
Today.
Man.
Good, good. Good to hear.
Yeah.
As they say, another day in paradise, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure that as well. So this is a good start now. Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, so let's just quickly go through your brief form right now, and let's go through your content as well. Okay? First of all, just let me in on what you feel about the content we sent you.
The content you sent me now, or the content you sent me a week ago, 2 weeks ago?
Like a week or two ago, you had some problems.
Okay, that context is what I would call standard. When you're trying to work with a standard perceived client, it's secondary for me. It's something that even though it's very appealing to the standard
layman
out there. It's all standard stuff. It's for me, it's kindergarten in nature, and I'm a professional. I have hit records. I've been involved in the business for 40 years. I understand the nature of creating music professionally and getting those records charted, those records sold, those records played on radio. And in the clubs, I understand the different divisions, the different entities of the music. And when I see that type of attraction to a standard listener, standard website viewer, the 15-year-old, the 18-year-old that perhaps has just turned on to the internet for the first time, and they're getting excited about the business or about music, that's where that is. I'm at a different level altogether. I mean, it doesn't do anything for me. Zero. As a matter of fact, it's more of a negative. Yeah.
Yep. I get your point. I understand where you're coming from. The problem is how we do our thing is that we look at the client and look at their audience as well, and that's why we make the content simpler, relatively.
Okay.
And that is why, because there are a lot of users that come on the site, there's not anything specific. There are different kind of audience as well. So that's why we make our content simpler. But I understand where you're coming from. So keeping that in mind, we will revise this, okay? I mean, there's no lack of communication. There's no lack of anything. It's just that we made our content simple so that you, your users, your people, your audience could, you know, relate to it in a better way. But I understand your audience might be, let's say, more knowledgeable, more intricate.
That's correct.
So,
That's correct. Yeah.
Exactly. I understand. Like, I just heard what you were trying to say. So I understand your, let's just say your audience is a bit more professional. Let's keep it at that. So we'll design our content, you know, through keeping that in mind, okay? So we revise it according to what you prefer, because you're the client, obviously. whatever you say is true, is correct. So we revise it, okay?
Sure.
Okay, I hope there's no problem. There's no...
No, there's never a problem. You know, when you think about problems and stresses, you know, think about your own life. Think about all the things you've had to deal with just to get to where you are and what you're doing right now. It's all stress. It's all dealing with ins and outs
ups and downs.
Ups and downs. There's never a straight line to where anyone wants to go. Because if that was true, everyone would have everything they wanted. So welcome to the world of problems. The question is, what is your problems and what are you doing about them? You know, and hopefully from your input over time, you're moving in a direction. And that's what it's all about, you know.
So for me,
I totally understand. I'm totally on your side when it comes to understanding that what you presented to me may not be to my liking, but I'm a very insightful person. And, you know, just like a baseball player, a baseball player will go to a good hitter, a good baseball hitter, strikes out, you know, makes 7 outs out of 10 times that he bats up. And it's those 3 hits out of 10 that makes him a good hitter. So with that premise, you know, the game is not over. You know, we'll fine-tune this with you until we get it right. It's like working with David. David and I go back and forth. A lot of things I'm not happy with. But, you know, we're working together to try to create a final product that makes sense, and that's where we are with everything, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I understand your philosophy. I second it as well. It's like I scratch your back, you scratch mine. That's how things work, and that's the wonderful philosophy of life as well. So, you know.
Now, I want to share with you, I did send David something that I wrote up regarding Pinky Pack Productions, as a reference, as a point of reference that he can use, and if he provides that to you, that will give you a little bit of a direction on how to take it.
Okay, I'll ask David for that. Another thing,
sure.
If you're on the topic of reference right now, do you have a reference site? Let's say one of your competitors or something like that, which we can actually see.
Yes, and I mentioned that to David. There's a website called Danny Crivet. I sent David the links. Let me see if I can find them right now. Hold on 1 second. Hold on.
I let me just ask David. Give me a moment, please.
Sure.
Hello. Yeah, so David, he told me that you sent the text, but would you be kind enough to just tell me the website again, or just give a text back to David?
I'm trying to find the actual site, but if you Google Danny Crivet, K-R-I-V-I-T, and Nikki Ciano, N-I-C-K-Y, Ciano, those two DJs have websites, and that's kind of what I'm looking at. I did send David the exact URLs. I'm trying to find them so I can spell them out to you right here. If you give me a moment.
I did just type out dannykravitz.com, but I can't seem to. It's not landing anywhere. Is it DannyKrevit?
No, KRIVIT. Like rip.
Rivet? Okay. I thought it was private. Okay, anyways. No, it's not landing anywhere. It says huge domain. This domain is for sale, honestly.
No,
it's around the URL.
Why don't you just Google his name, Danny Krivit, on the Google, and I think it'll come up.
Let's
just do that. Meanwhile, I'll take a look at his name.
Artist. Danny Krivit, musical artist, available on YouTube, Deezer, 65 years, New York, United States. Is that the person?
That might be him. Let me see that.
He's a white bald man.
Yes, that's him. That's Danny Krivit. He's also a good friend of mine. I've known him for years.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. It's dannykravitz.net, not .com.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, it's completely fine. I'm just telling you. I'm just giving you information.
Okay. And the other one would be Nikki Siano.
What, Nicki Minaj?
No, not Nicki Minaj. That's female. Piano is male.
I was actually getting happy at the moment, right? But okay, anyways. Not Nicki Minaj.
Okay. No. Nicki Siano. S-I-A-N-O.
Just Nicki, N-I-K-K-I.
No. N-I-C-K-Y. It's male, not female.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
Nicki? N I C Y N C I N O S I A N O.
A M O. .com, doesn't it?
I think if you just Google his name, you'll get the correct.
Might
be. Yeah. And it's S I A N O. N like Nancy. M like Mary.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay, the first site is, if you go on dannykravitz.net, there isn't any information or content on this website. It's just pictures and posters.
Well,
go on dannykravitz.net. Let me just open the homepage. There are just posters and pictures. There isn't more content, I'm scrolling through the website right now. Features, merge, releases, 718 sessions, scrolling through.
Well, at least from that information that you have on him, you have idea.
His site is linking to other sites, so they're different, it's linkage. But on his personal website, there isn't much information.
Right. Now, keep in mind that I'm glad bringing this up because it's more information on him than a site. And again, I'm going to be more about information. I'm going to be providing history to my clients, downloads of music, records that I've done, pictures of those records, links to those records that I've done in the past to provide a historic view of who I am, and obviously I have a couple of things that I'm doing now and a couple of CDs that I'm selling as far as an e-commerce situation is concerned, but basically I'm informing. People are going to come to my site and they're going to see history. They're going to want to know about the past and how it relates to the future, but basically information. So it's not like I'm to come here and come to my next party next week.
Event. That's going to have a section of events on the website. It's going to tell about the events, your upcoming events, right? That's how you
right.
About it. But so I guess you want your website to be informative rather than marketing.
That's correct. Very important. More information than marketing.
So let's just do one thing. I think you're gonna send us all the pictures of your record labels, of all your stuff, yada yada yada. So
yes,
let's do one thing. You send us everything, and after you've sent us everything, we'll write the content about it. Okay? We'll go over the website through your content, through your pictures, through everything you're gonna send us, and obviously we're going to develop the content about it. Okay? Keeping that in mind. Otherwise,
okay,
if you start writing the content again in an informative way, and then you send us the labels, if there's a discrepancy, if there's a difference, we'd have to revise the content again. Obviously, it's
for sure,
time, and we're just going to be going back and forth. So
right,
you can go back and forth with David as much as you want to, but I want us to be straightforward, and let's just get things going. Hmm?
Okay, great. Okay,
yeah,
great. Keep in mind that David has already created a web, a homepage.
Yeah. I'll have the link from him, but
okay,
I just want you to send me every single thing you want on your website, and keeping that in mind, we'll develop the content regarding it. Okay.
Okay. So I'm gonna again, I'm gonna need the email to communicate with you.
You can communicate with me through David, okay? It's that
good.
Obviously there's a process, and you are more familiar with David, and I guess you guys are friends now. So let's just keep it that way. You can communicate everything through David, and David is going to communicate to me. If I have something, I'll just come back on call with you. That's completely fine.
That sounds fine. That sounds excellent.
Okay,
so I will continue the communication with David, and I'll forward him the links to my music, the actual record labels, the vinyl record labels, the round labels with the information that shows my name as the producer or the mixer. So think, and the links. Yeah, okay.
The links, send us every single thing, the record labels, your pictures, even if they're not record labels, if you just have pictures of yourself or with, let's just say, a famous celebrity or a famous singer or something.
Okay.
Just send the picture and we'll write the content regarding, very pinky with XYZ celebrity enjoying life. I'm just giving an example. I'm just shooting myself right now.
How does that sound to you? Yeah, I think that's fine. I think it's more than fine.
Ray Pinky dancing with Nicki Minaj. How about that?
Sounds like a top 10.
It does. Okay, then I'll have David talk to you about this, okay? You can just continue the communication with him, okay? David is not in seat at the moment, but I'll let him in on the conversation we have right now, okay?
Okay, great. Super.
Okay, so you have a good one, man.
You have a good one, too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye.